I heard the term internalized racism for the first time during a Chicano studies class in college. I hadn't realized until then that I thought of myself as inferior because of my Mexican-American upbringing, that I felt English was superior to Spanish, and that I believed the closer I could align myself to white America, the better. I did all of this subconsciously and have worked to move past my inferiority complex and internalized racism ever since. But after observing my Black and AAPI colleagues over the last year, I know I still have much to unlearn. In August 2019, a gunman traveled roughly 11 hours to kill Latinos in my hometown of El Paso, Texas, at a Walmart where my uncle has worked for well over a decade. I was crushed for my beautiful city and for the loved ones of the 23 people who were killed in the mass shooting. Still, though I was heartbroken and filled with rage, I showed up to work ready to report. I put on that brave, resilient front that so many BIPOC journalists have perfected to make others feel comfortable while their communities are under attack. Again, I did this subconsciously. I showed no emotion, and I pitched angles I knew I could report because of my connections in the city. But I didn't push my white top editors to do anything more than what they thought was necessary. It didn't even occur to me that I could.